and it gives something like the shape of a string bean.
Mm-hmm.
Only its covering is harder.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of little seeds inside. And we used to eat those when we were kids. They taste very good because they are sweet and they taste good. And other people used to boil them, but we used to chew on them just like that. But it makes your breath smell real ugly. But they have a good taste. I think that they grow during the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What other kinds of trees?
Well, some people have palm trees and cypress, evergreens. Peach trees, or orange or grapefruit, or
mm-hmm.
different kinds.
What about the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
A maple tree.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a big group of those growing together?
I wouldn't know.
What about a tree that it's got long white limbs and white scaly bark you can sort of peel off?
Long white limbs?
Uh-huh. You ever hear of a
sycamore?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've heard of several, like the oak and the elm and the sycamore and the weeping willow and all of those, but I don't know them, and if I come across them I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. They don't grow as far as
No, I don't think so.
What about a bush that the leaves turn bright red in the fall and it's got clusters of berries on it? You ever heard of sumac or shumac?
Shumac, yes. That's grown, a lot of them, a lot of it's grown in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very pretty. I mean, it's color.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves, they are so pretty. They are different kinds of reds.
Mm-hmm.
And different shades, I mean, different
mm-hmm.
shades of red. And it's a very pretty, I saw it in as big as a bush. I don't know whether it grows into a tree.
When were you in Missouri again?
Oh, way back in 41.
When you were growing up toward?
When I was married to my other husband.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the service and he was stationed in Fort Leonard Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there for about 8 months.
Where's Fort Leonard?
Fort Leonard Wood is around close to what's the name of that place now? You know, Missouri is, it's Dallas reminds me so much of it, because every 2-3 miles there's a little town, a little place with a name to it. You can't go very far without getting into, you think that you're just getting out of the town, you know, and before you know it, why, it's another little place, another little
mm-hmm.
town. And Dallas is just the same. Dallas has a lot of little, what you would call, I guess, suburbs or
uh-huh.
something. And then Missouri is the same way.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see a tree is sort of the symbol of the South? It's got shiny green leaves and big white flowers.
Gardenia?
It's a